The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the happy hour, the Wednesday edition. Dom, we got a fine guest joining us right from the top. Want to say hi to you, want to say hi to Rich on the board, but Dom, say hi to Dr. Harvey Kay, stuck around so you could play.
Oh, I'm so excited to see you, Harvey. It's been a long time, man. Welcome back, dude.
It had been so long, I forgot you were a Lions fan.
Well, I'm here to remind you, Harvey, come on. Yeah, I mean, you're a Green Bay guy. Of course you think the Packers are going to win, but remember who the NFC North champions were last year?
Well, don't forget, We have a team which probably could have won the Super Bowl this year.
Oh,
hold on a second. We beat the Chargers, we beat the Lions, and we beat the Chiefs. Tell me why your team is better than the Green Bay Packers.
Because they won the NFC North. I mean, it's not me. It's just, you know, how life is. But Harvey, great to see you, man.
Good to see you, Dom.
He is a professor emeritus from the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay, and a football prognosticator on Sundays. Harvey, we appreciate you coming around. You know, so much of our conversation these days is about Donald Trump, this fascist, wannabe authoritarian dictator from day one. And Harvey, as much as I'd like to dismiss him, think the American people know better. Do the American people know better, at least on, you know, state by state, swing state by swing state, electoral college? Have we learned our lessons, or could this coin flip get away from us again?
Okay. In 2016, I played a role among my friends around the country of saying he can't win. I was trying to reassure them. But inside, I kept thinking, you know, people are so disappointed with the Democratic Party over the last few decades that it is not inconceivable for Trump to win, not because they like Trump, the American people, but because they dislike Hillary Clinton. And I stand by that, okay? Well, then in 2020, okay, Biden was a likable figure who was enhanced as a political figure by Bernie's support and his willingness to entertain some key elements of Bernie's politics. Now, this time, the favorability for Biden is not what it should be. The favorability for Trump, by the way, does not necessarily guarantee any victory. Let's be clear. And the greater majority of Americans can see through Donald Trump. The question is this: will people turn out to vote? That, to me, is the key thing. Can Biden energize people to vote? I don't think the media such as CNN and MSNBC have taken the right tack, the right approach to this campaign. They all are obsessed with Trump, as we are in this section of the Devil Radio, and with good reason, perhaps. But it's also the case that the Democrats themselves, their future lies in their hands, their capacity to win or lose. So what do I think about, you know, Trump's following? Well, Trump's following is what it is. It really is. And that is a consequence of really decades of the Democratic Party turning its back on rural areas all too often, on working class folks, on labor unions. And it comes to back to haunt us over and over again. Now, I'm a labor union member. I believe strongly that the resurgence of labor this last few years, is wonderful. It's still not what it needs to be. And the Democratic Party isn't what it needs to be. So I'm going to offer you an argument. Is that okay if I offer you an argument?
We do that all the time around here, Harvey.
Okay, good. This is my position. It's been my position for the last 6 months, actually longer, but I've said this in writing in a number of places, and this is what it is. Sean Fain, Sarah Nelson. I'm friends with Sarah Nelson. I don't know Sean Fain other than, you know, the media connection. Those folks are on the verge. Will they go as far as they need to in developing not simply a politics of organizing, but a politics for Americans, for working people who are not directly involved in the labor movement? And can they gather together progressive groups around the country in some kind of coalition or, if you like, movement to push the Democrats to embrace the kinds of arguments that they need? So, for example, back in 1944, can I give you a little lesson in history here?
Yeah, bring it on.
In 1944, when FDR gave the State of the Union message, he called for an economic bill of rights for all Americans. I've talked to you about this a number of times, I think. Well, what was crucial in getting that message out was the fact that both the AFL and the CIO unions, the trades and the industrial unions, as well as progressive civic organizations, rallied to that idea. Now, Roosevelt knew it was not about to be enacted. But what he knew was, if it was going to develop in the future as a fundamental aspiration of Americans, it had to be promoted, not simply by the president, but from the bottom up by labor and civic, or again, progressive organizations. And polls showed that the overwhelming majority of Americans then wanted the equivalent of an economic bill of rights by way of legislation. Well, now we're at a time, and by the way, last year, a number of us got a survey done by Data for Progress, I think is the group. And it showed that Americans today still want healthcare, public higher education. They want all of the things that were inside of the economic bill of rights that FDR first proposed. But we don't have Biden ready to speak in favor of, say, Medicare for all or universal healthcare and some important progressive legislative initiatives. So now the trick is, will labor in favor of its own organizing and in favor of redeeming American democracy, will they take the lead in advancing that kind of argument and getting the Democrats, who will depend on labor — they always have depended on labor, and that's the tragedy of their turning their backs all too often on unions. The fact is that the folks who go knocking doors are mostly labor union members. So I'm telling you, if we can get — and I've been pushing for labor, my brothers and sisters in labor, to take on the idea of advancing the argument for an economic bill of rights with the idea of getting the Democrats to do so. That's my argument.
Folks are listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. That's Harvey K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy at UWGB, formerly. You find him on Twitter at Harvey J. K., K-A-Y-E. Harvey, Bernie Sanders came out recently with the four-day work week. And I think there was some, you know, discussions in some of the auto unions negotiations recently in this regard, like a 32-hour without getting any deduction in total gross compensation. What's your take on that? Do you think that's something this country is ready for?
Look, people are always ready for good things. Let's start there. Okay, a 32-hour work week. Even I was surprised by that call. What I had expected to hear was perhaps a 35-hour work week, you know, still 5 days a week, but 7 hours a day guaranteed, you know, early leave at the end of the day. Look, I think it's a wonderful idea. It strikes me that it's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. Okay. It'll seem like, to too many people, like pie in the sky. More likely.
But isn't it also that kind of seed corn you talked about from that was laid down back in the day, that they know this wasn't going to pass, but it provides a foundation, a possibility of something that could happen in the future? I mean, you know, it was a 44-hour work week was outrageous, and so was the 40. You know, I mean, it's all crazy until you do it. You look at the, you know, the production, the efficiency of the American workers these days compared to then. Oh, there's got to be something coming to the.
Well,
it is interesting.
It is interesting that the UAW picked it up as an idea. And okay, that makes a difference. That is significant. If they can get folks like the Teamsters and others to join in, be great. Absolutely great. I favor it. And the key thing in that call was for sustained compensation.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of companies say, oh, yeah, we'll go to 32-hour work week because then we'll turn everybody into part-time workers. We don't have to do anything for them. That's the danger. That is the danger.
Harvey, Donald Trump's coming to Green Bay here next week, apparently. And he hasn't really been out a whole lot. I think this is second, maybe third rally in some time. He's going to be spending, to my understanding, about 4 days a week for the second half of April and perhaps the entirety of May in a Manhattan courtroom for the document or for the fraud trial, you know, the covering up of the hush money payments.
Voter deception.
There we go. Thank you, Michael. Obviously it's going to take him off the campaign trail for a bit, but you know, he's doing pretty well. He's got some good press. He's making billions of dollars on Truthy Social. A lot of mixed messages seemingly coming out from Trump. How do you think that'll impact his followers or perhaps the independents that have not decided yet?
Well, okay. So there are quite a few people who haven't decided yet. And I want to know, are the Democrats in this state prepared to counter his presence here? What are they going to do about it?
Yeah.
Number one, look, to me, it's surprising he's not in jail already. I mean, it's hard for me to fathom how much you can get away with. His behavior has been criminal and immoral. I mean, the whole gamut of things.
Are we talking about Dom or Trump at this point?
Trump.
You know, I have to tell you that my daughter is head of a department inside of the Attorney General's office in the state of New York. And every time Letitia James, every time she goes after Donald Trump, I think to myself, just get him already, right? And then they do these things. I am so angry with Merrick Garland. I cannot tell you. What a disaster as an attorney general.
Well, what he'd done better on the U.S. Supreme Court? I guess we'll never know. Harvey K., our fine guest. Thank you so much for coming round, Harvey. Go Packers. We'll catch up with you soon, but safe travels, my friend.
Thank you very much. Great to see you guys.
Yeah, likewise, great. Harvey. Thank you.
Well, don't be a stranger, Harvey, but we ain't coming up for Trump. So say it, Dom. More Devil's Advocates on the other side. Damn, I got some breaking news. Ooh. CNN wants a piece of my ass. They're Uh-oh. Coming in to interview me on Monday.
What?
I'll tell you about it. More of us, less of you. I mean, you, Dom. I said, do you want Dom? They said, yeah, not so much.
Sixty percent of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. I want to thank Harvey K., Professor Emeritus at UW Green Bay. Thanks for coming around. You can join us on the lines as well, 844-967-2789.
Dominica, a few show notes. Looking forward tomorrow on the big show, about this same time, starting the 4 o'clock hour, my congressman, Mark Pocan, going to join us right from the 4 o'clock late beginning that you have each and every day. Now, I started right. 3 o'clock. I might get up just a little earlier, at least for the radio program. And I will also have Peach Baba from the Nightlight Show on the Civic Media joining me on Friday. You know, kind of lighten it up before we dive in heavy into politics on Friday. But no grievances. I am going to go over the shows I'm watching currently, including the Shogun. Have you seen that one yet?
I haven't got to it yet. I look forward to it. Is it good?
Oh, I've liked it quite a bit.
Oh, excellent. All right.
Very engaging, though, because you've got to do it with the subtitles. And you've got to read the subtitles because so much of it is in Japanese. But it's very strange to me that these supposed...
Well, I watched Slow Horses, man, and that's in English, but it's like England English. It's hard to understand. I got the subtitles on for that, so I'm okay with that.
Well, I find it quite interesting that the Japanese actors all speak in Japanese, and it's all translated subtitles. But the supposed Portuguese characters in the show all speak English. Very convenient for the home audience. So we'll find out what you should watch. Peach Baba joining me on Friday's big show. And I'm making a little bit of a star attempt myself on Monday. Damn, did I mention CNN's coming to interview me? I'm bragging a little. I'm doing so right now. Did I mention that to you on the radio yet? So other people could hear me?
Give me the background, man. Tell me what's happening. What was the circumstance? What's going on?
Well, the circumstance was an email sent to the info at Civic Media, which is a hard way to get a hold of me. I'm just glad someone from the mothership over here, Civic Media, did share the email. So I called out to a fine producer from CNN. You know, they know us there, Dom. Apparently, they were listening when we had the conversation about Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the third party and the appetite that the state of Wisconsin apparently has for this guy. So they're coming to town on Monday, and they're going to use, in part, I'm not their only source, apparently, although I said, you haven't met me yet. Once you do, because the guy said, you know, you might be a little disappointed, Mike, you know, two and a half minutes, but, you know, we might only use 18, 20 seconds of your sound. And again, I'm just sitting there thinking, you haven't met me yet. I might dominate the dialogue of your pack for all you know.
They'll still edit it down, man. Come on. You probably will. It's hard to shut you up sometimes.
Okay, so here's the more important question, Dom.
Yeah.
Do I dress like in a black t-shirt like you wear each and every day? Or, you know, if you're going to be on CNN, like if I was going to appear on CNN or C-SPAN or, well, I don't do Fox News anymore, so that's not a problem. MSNBC, I'm out here. Call me 844-967-2789. But do I dress for television, you know, suit, or do I dress for radio, you know, black t-shirt? A little too snug in your case.
Come on, man. Work it out, man. Oh, Crudy, you know, I think you need to dress however it makes you feel good, man. What, you know, what's you, dude, you know? Make it a game day decision. Wake up and decide then. You know, some nice suits. I know you got a couple of nice suits. Nice suits are comfortable, man. You know, if you got a right suit, you know, some people are all their stiff. Well, it's not a good suit. I know, Crudy, you spend the money. You got a couple of nice suits that probably still fit you. So if you're feeling up to it, yeah, knock yourself out. But if you're feeling kind of lackadaisical, a little more relaxed, you know, maybe it's a nice day. T-shirt will do just fine. You know, maybe find a CNN t-shirt or something.
I don't have a CNN t-shirt.
Not yet.
Remember that Bernie Sanders t-shirt I used to wear? Yeah. Until my wife shrunk it and it got a little snug on me. It was a bootleg, Dom. It was a bootleg. Man,
that thing's got a lot of miles on it.
My dumb Trump t-shirt, should I wear that on Monday?
Oh, man.
Talking about miles, that thing. it was in the room when Trump accepted the nomination. I was the only guy in the room wearing a dumb Trump t-shirt. At least proudly. And I also wore it to his inauguration, although I did have layers on. It was cold that day. But it's traveled, Dom. It's well worn.
All right. So CNN doing a Crudy interview on, and what? What about Dom, man? No
well,
Dom?
I did inquire. I
mean, I'm the only guy that actually voted for a third party. You remember, I did MC the Libertarian State Convention in 2016, Michael. I mean,
CNN did not inquire about your jobs
about the third party, man. What do you know about third parties?
Well, I know I'll be the one talking about him on CNN on Monday, and you will not.
Yeah.
Although, in all honesty, I did offer your services before you. I even, you know, thought about the fact. Well, Dom's going to complain a lot if he's going to drive up here to Madison on Monday. You know, day job and all that kind of stuff. I know how surly, crabby, cantankerous you get. So, anyways, I did offer though, thinking, well, you know, I could always ask. And they said, no, Dom, necessary.
No. All right. So what's your, so it's going to be about what Wisconsin and our appetite for a third party. I mean, obviously, man, Gary Johnson, my guy in 2016, got like, what, 100,000 votes?
Well, I think specifically it's about our appetite for Robert Kennedy Jr. And I'd love to hear from you if you've got some insights. I'd share them with CNN, you know, because Dom's not going to be there, but I will. On Monday, they're actually coming into the, you know, the world headquarters here, the Civic Media world headquarters. We just rent this space. So, you know, the Madison Studios, WMDX 92.7 FM, about 2 o'clock. little 10, 15 minutes sit down. That,
all right. So
they'll strip down to 10 or 15 seconds, he said.
844-967-2789. Crudy needs to know, what do you think about the Robert Kennedy Jr. nomination? Independent run. But I want to know what Crudy thinks, man. What do you think, Crudy?
Well, I do think that there, strangely, might be an appetite for Robert Kennedy Jr. here in the state of Wisconsin. And why I say that is the guy had a radio show, and that makes you super popular.
Him and totally Mike, qualified to be president.
Him and Mike Papantonio did a Saturday radio show on the former Heartless Media's version of what we do now. When they were doing lefty talk in Madison prior, Mike Papantonio and Bobby Kennedy Jr. had a show together called Ring of Fire. And I used to listen.
Yeah, I remember that now.
And I think that perhaps, I mean, I give a lot of, you know, a lot of the benefit to lefty talk radio. I think it's more powerful than people realize. I told CNN, I said, you don't even know how powerful we are. Yeah. But here, just historically speaking, Bernie Sanders used to do what, the brunches with Bernie, like once a week with Tom Hartman here in the state of Wisconsin. Now, Bernie also would come. He'd come to like the Fighting Bob festivals. He was something of a rock star. But when Bernie Sanders first came to Wisconsin, if you'll recall, in the 2016 presidential campaign, came to the Alliant Energy Center in Madison. And a lot of people listening were there with us that day, Dom. That was an award-winning broadcast, although they gave the shiny one to Preble. We didn't get any credit for it. We went to the Bernie rally at the old Coliseum, and dude, it was like a rock concert, right?
Yeah, man, out of hand.
And I attribute so much of that affinity for Bernie Sanders to the fact he had been a mainstay on Lefty Talk Radio right here, Madison, Wisconsin. Well, technically, so was Bobby Kennedy Jr. That may have an outsized impact that only radio geeks like me would even care about. But I do. I care a lot, and I care about what you think. 844-967-2789.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocate.
Welcome back to The Devil's Advocate's radio show, a whopper of a Wednesday edition. Want to hear from you? CNN's going to ask me, what about this Robert Kennedy Jr.? The polling, last time I saw them, I think Marquette University polling, said that Kennedy had 16% support in the state of Wisconsin. Now, we're still like 7 months and a week out, and that polling was in February. But that's a hell of a big number, and that would certainly affect the outcome. So CNN's going to ask me some questions. I want to get your opinions. Is this anything we should be talking about? Is there some there? Do you have any appetite for this guy? Or is Kennedy mostly going to steal the, let's just say, the Aaron Rodgers immunized anti-vaxxer types from the Trump column? I'd be curious. Your opinion's welcome here at 844-967-2789. Yes, sir.
A little bit of polling on this today. Real clear polling. Quinnipiac has Biden over Trump, 48-45, Biden +3. When they throw Kennedy, West, and Stein in there, Trump leads by 1, 39-38, Kennedy at 13, Stein at 4, West at 3. And similarly, Economist YouGov throwing Trump versus Biden versus Kennedy and West, Trump at 44, Biden at 43, Kennedy 3, Stein 1. So he impacts it, at least based on the most recent polling. Side note, Quinnipiac also, I'm sorry, Economist YouGov, congressional job approval, you know, the MTGs and those folks, 11% approve, 70% disapprove. 11% approval. So anytime someone from Congress starts talking about Joe Biden's approval ratings, which are apparently, according to Economist, he's at 41%. He's way over Congress, so maybe you should worry about your own house, folks.
We're going to get to the phones. Be patient, callers. 844-967-2789. Here is something I'm going to take credit for. I told you when Joe Biden gave his State of the Union speech, it would move the electorate. It would be impactful. It would be perhaps the most important speech he gave all year. And I saw over at thehill.com, one of the contributors, Mark Melman, had to give an apology, my apologies, and a rise in Biden's approval ratings. Because you know what the typical change in the approval ratings is after a State of the Union address? You know,
no change.
Zero.
Zero.
And you know where 538 says Biden's at today? Up three, especially in the swing states, doing better in Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Pennsylvania. And when I talked about the Robert F. Kennedy Jr., that was polling in the state of Wisconsin. So there's only a handful of states that matter. I don't care broadly. I don't care if there's a big or small appetite for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. But here in the state of Wisconsin, which is what they're going to be asking me about, we're one of the handful of states that matter. You know, California, sorry, Tom, you don't matter. Wisconsin, we matter a lot. So what's your Wisconsinites? What's your level of appetite for RFK Jr. or any third party here in the state of Wisconsin? The primaries are for protest. I say that often, Dom. Let's go to the phones. The original Claire. How you doing, Claire?
Hey, Claire.
Hi, Devils.
So good to hear from you.
Thank you. Crudy, I was calling to give you a sartorial suggestion for your big TV appearance.
Oh, what's that?
I can see you in a dress shirt with the sleeves rolled up, maybe a tie, and suspenders. No jacket.
Suspenders? I don't know if I own suspenders, Claire. I used to have some silver ones that I would wear for black tie events under a black sport coat, but no, that's a long time ago, Claire. I don't think I got suspenders.
You might want to look into
like
those.
Like Mork from Mork style?
Yeah. They're very sexy, Crudy. You want to be sexy on TV, don't you?
Yeah. thanks for the call, Claire. Crudy, I don't think he's going to make it. He wants to be sexy, but he knows he can't. Thanks for the call, Claire, 844-967-2789.
Even I choked on the concept that Crudy would be sexy on the CNN. That choked me up a little bit. I'm so happy you feel like I can be.
You can do it, Crudy. I believe in you. According to the Marquette University Law School poll, I guess this is from February, Kennedy was pulling a 15 in total, pulling 29 with independents, 12 with Democrats, and 15 with Republicans.
Well, I said 16, so I was within the margin of error, Dom.
Certainly were.
844-967.
That number matters.
2789. 16%? That's Ross Perot territory. That starts changing national elections. Joe from...
If it continues and it's real, man. You know, we'll wait and see. We're a long way
out.
Yeah,
I want to hear from the audience. I've heard plenty of your opinions of late, Dom. 844-967-2789. Just let me get the numbers out. Joe from Madison, welcome back. What do you got?
Hey, Joe.
Oh, I'm with Claire. I'm all about your sartorial splendor. So just give me a few minutes to talk about that. First off, I would vote against the rolled up sleeves. I know what Claire is thinking of, and that, you know, the sexy thing is very important to get at. But what I would argue you should do is make sure that you're wearing a Civic Media baseball hat and Devil's Advocate T-shirt with a light, kind of a gray jacket over it. Not black, but maybe a lighter jacket over it. What you want to do is not come across like the New York guy. You know, those guys are dime a dozen. What you are the Midwest iconoclast coming at it from a completely different point of view. And think real hard, Crudy, about what's behind you. What's behind you when that shot is being taken of you and how your clothing goes with it. So no clashing. Think about if you're wearing a blue shirt, what's going to be in the background that's going to help complement that. And I encourage you 100% to be thinking about what it's going to look like, because that's TV, what it's going to look like. And it's in terms of what people are going to remember about what you say. Sadly, with TV, it's not much because it barrels along so quickly. So think about two or three things that you want them to remember, that two or three things, and boy, one of them ought to be radio's where it's at, because you are a radio guy and you're able to talk about that. So, man, I think you're going to look, just go into the wardrobe. You're going to look great.
Do you think it's too late to get fitted for a toupee?
Wear the baseball hat. Wear the Civic Media baseball hat. You can't think of better advertising for what you're all about. So you don't need the toupee. You're going to be great, and you have the confidence to do it. Okay? Go for it. Okay?
Well, I will certainly consider going for it. Last time I went for it, I got banned from Fox News, though. Wow. You know, sometimes I take going for it a little too far. I did
I would just say just one more thing, Joe, and thank you for the call, 844-967-2789. If there's any way possible between now and then, Crudy, I'd try to maybe lose like 35, 40 pounds.
Well, I've lost about 185. I didn't invite you.
Come on, 85? Not even close.
But you're more than that now?
Uh-oh.
844-967-2789. Here are a few other wardrobe recommendations for yours truly. You know, people apparently want me to look good. Anything that peels away votes from Trump is a good thing. And P.S., maybe do a Maddo suit jacket with the T-shirt. That was similar to what Joe was suggesting, I think, Dom. Here's another one. I second the motion regarding suspenders. I didn't know people had such affection for these suspenders. Anything more here? Oh, yeah. Do a kilt, traditional style. Yeah. Oh, and there's a follow-up text here. Then throw your feet up on the desk. Well, that's how I got banned from Fox News. Not really, but, you know, let's pretend like it was.
Just do the Sharon Stone. Everyone wants to see that.
Oh, that's sexy. I'm telling you. There won't be a cable network I haven't been banned from. Watch out. I'm coming for you, C-SPAN. 844-967-2789. Annie from Watertown. How you doing, Annie? Welcome.
Hey, Annie.
Okay. I'm coming. The Green Party really hasn't gone anywhere in this state. I mean, you guys would have been a great platform for it if there was. There's something about Jill Stein sitting with Ron Johnson on the 4th of July in Russia. And I know we had a hand ballot count thing going on, and her office really, you know, tried to throw a monkey wrench in that. And I just always wonder, why don't they have anybody else? And I don't trust her. I wonder what the heck's going on and why Jill Stein has stayed in that position so long.
Well, it keeps her in the public light. Jill Stein wasn't their first consideration. I thought Cornel West was, and then he peeled off and went his own way. Annie, we actually met Jill Stein and Cornel West. And if I believe my memory serves, it might have been the night that Donald Trump got inaugurated. They were dining together in D.C. I think we're in the same restaurant.
Yeah, I mean, what has the Green Party done? Her office has been there for a long time, you know, a couple decades at least that I know of. And there's no real action there. And I know people who give money and think they're doing good with the Green Party. And, you know, I think it's just a way to siphon off support from the Democratic Party.
Well, you're probably not wrong, Annie. Did Ralph Nader run as a Green once upon a time?
Maybe. Real quick here, breaking news from the MSNBC. Former Senator and VP candidate Joe Lieberman has died at the age of 82. 844-967-2789.
Now, he turned independent and ran as...
Yeah.
He considered running as, or, you know, he's big buddies with that Maverick guy, right? John McCain out of Arizona. Mm-hmm. Weren't they big buddies in the Senate? And didn't McCain threaten to bring Lieberman along as his sidekick on the VP before ultimately deciding upon Sarah Palin?
Great choices.
844-967-2789. I'm still trying to figure out if Ralph Nader was part of the Green Party. I think he was.
All right, let's get to it. Mark from the SAC, you'll be next. Welcome, sir. What do you think? Welcome.
Well, I think Coot's got to take some advice from ZZ Top. Get cheap sunglasses, sharply dressed, and get yourself a V8 Ford, and okay, and play their dry. Your walk-on music should be, you know, from "I'm Bad, I'm Nationwide," because that's where we're headed.
You know, cheap sunglasses. They may not want me to wear them in the studio. That's the same problem I may have with the hat. You know what I hate? Because I'm a hat guy. I'm bald. If you didn't know, I don't sound bald on the radio. I sound super sexy, but in reality,
you sound totally bald, man.
Do I? Is this what a bald guy sounds like? Apparently it is, because this is how I sound. But I'm effectively bald. But I've been a baseball cap guy since college, right? You've known me. Always had a baseball. That's probably in part why I'm bald.
And the cabinet incident.
The cabinet injury. Yes, yes. But here's the problem. In my mind, when they go to video you, when they try to put you on the TV, and I've worn hats before during interviews, they want you to tip the hat back. And that's not a good look for any man, that big fat forehead with the hat on the back of it. You know, if you don't wear it down like you normally wear it, because then it casts shadows upon beautiful brown eyes and all that stuff.
Bring another extra light. You'll be fine. But I do have to ask you, I mean, didn't you get makeup tips from Senator Ron Johnson once upon a time? And are you going to really dress up and put on some guy liner?
I will. I will not wear makeup, no mascara for this appearance, because I'll be in studio. But yes, I did get makeup tips from Ron Johnson. He did show up down in Milwaukee with us one time, and Ron was wearing a lot of makeup. And he said, you know, I went down to, what did he say? He went to Macy's, and he had one of the girls there give him the makeup tips and teach him. Because Ron, you know, when he goes on the Foxy News, or, you know, occasionally used to go on with the Chuck Todd on the Sunday mornings, you know, wants to look his best on, you know, an albino man. You got to give him a little color.
That forehead, Kurt, if you don't have that hat and there's a bright light, man, there's going to be like multiple suns in that room. I'm just, you know, if you put a little makeup on, you can, you know, dull it down a bit. I'm just throwing it out there.
Well, if I wanted to dull it down a little bit, I'd have brought you along.
Yeah.
Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates, more of your phone calls. What do you think of RFK Jr.? CNN's going to ask. I'm doing my homework here on the radio, so I got an intelligent answer, perhaps.
Well, an answer, at least.
Well, no promises. Except less time. I think we're going to cut his mic. Or his hair. You're like Samson. You think you're so cool because you got the hair. Maybe you are, but still.
It's true.
More Devils. So just say yeah.
Grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocate.
I think you're part of the Devil's Advocate's radio show. Going to the lines, 844-967-2789. Crudy wants to know. He's got to come up with an answer. What does Wisconsin think about RFK and the new sidekick? The Sugar Mama has been funding the way for
Shanahan.
Super Bowl ad. Shanahan, 844-967-2789.
When Kennedy reportedly said he admired her athleticism, is that like saying, my sidekick's got a nice body? Is that what he's saying? I mean, a strange observation.
Do you admire my athleticism, Michael?
Well, I've seen you play sports, and what would I admire?
Come on. My athletic ability, of course, and my abs.
Tom from Madison. Welcome, Tom. What do you got for us?
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Are you still sporting that goatee, Michael?
In the current sense, yes. Right now, this moment. Although I've considered going with a Eric Hoodby porn stash.
See, that was going to be my suggestion. But if you can't do that, there's always the Hollywood stubble. Just, you know, don't shave for like 3 or 4 days and just trim it like you're, you know, trying to grow a beard. And then you'll look very fashionable, I think.
That's how Dom dresses every day.
See,
there has not been
Dom.
He gets 5 o'clock shadow at 8 o'clock in the morning.
You got to be Wisconsin. You got to be Midwest. You know, don't be the East Coast guy. So. That's why I wear my Brady Street shirt, established 1856. You know, looking good. Got the stubble going on. Shower every couple of days. Tom, I got it going on, man. I think we can bring Crudy along.
Tom, I shower more frequently. That might be a problem. And today, just for the record, it's on the back of my chair now, but I was wearing a flannel, man. I'm doing my part.
Whoa, a flannel with a tweed jacket. You can go that way, too.
Yeah, it's hot.
Who am I, Charlie Barron's?
Also, when it comes to third-party people, I've been reading a lot of, you know, editorials and op-eds of people saying, you know, I'm Gen Z, so I'm not going to vote for either one, or I'm, you know, they're trying to, I think, just nab some ink, basically. Because when it comes down to it, come on, we've never had a fight against fascism like this since the 1930s. You got to turn up and turn out, man.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, right on, Tom. Appreciate the call. And again, as the guy who's voted third party, you know, much in my life, many times in my life, and I'm sitting here going, well, yeah, you got to be kidding me. It's not even close. I mean, say what you want about Joe Biden. I mean, you can look at the legislative record. I think it's pretty good. But don't compare him to God. Compare him to his competitor. And that's Donald Trump. And he's a POS, and he's going to be in, I mean, come on. His victories are having to pay only $175 million to appeal the $500 million civil forfeiture. And that's their guy. And we can go on the list. We know the list. But I understand, and that's why I want to be very careful and support those who think outside of the box to a degree, because I'm also that person. But I'm the one with the credibility on the topic, and I'm telling you, now's not the time.
I'm sorry. What topic did you claim credibility on? Voting third party?
Yes.
Trying to break the electoral system?
Yes.
Emceeing the Libertarian Party convention and sharing the proceeds with Crudy, and all I did was like,
you know what I mean?
That was the most generous act of your life, because all you needed me there for was moral support, and you split the pot 50-50. Yeah. I mean, we hardly ever get paid to speak. You got paid to speak, and I did like 5 minutes, and you did an all-day event, and we got paid the same, but mostly because I'm better looking.
No, you got paid by the pound. 844.
It's the second time you almost choked me off today, Sylvia.
2789. Al from Milwaukee, you're up. Welcome, Al. What do you got?
Hey, Al. How are you, fella?
Gentlemen, how are you?
Excellent.
Hey, I got the perfect outfit for you. A straw hat with some bib overalls and some boots and, you know, like you wear out in the cow pasture, and no shirt.
Come on, Al. No shirt. Nobody wants to see that, Al.
Well, you West, come on, man.
You know, when I was
put on a red
cut. When I was a young soldier in the Army, Al, a captain came up to me during a command inspection. Where are you from, soldier? He's looking at my uniform, seeing if it's all squared away. And I said, Wisconsin. He said, you own cows? And I'm like, no, I'm from Madison. I'm from a Big Ten university city. Maybe you've heard of us. You hick. Captain Hick to you. And then he said, give me 25 push-ups. You know, so you know how it goes, Al.
I was in the military. I know. Oh, Lord. I just thought you would look good in that. That's all.
Come on. Trying to make me like some hee-haw guy. Come on.
I got those Oshkosh Bagosh, man. That's what they wore on the farm.
I don't even own some overalls, man. What?
The bibs. Don't worry. You could be stylish and keep one undone.
844-967-2789. Is that how you wear your bibs? The only time anymore. I wear a bib is when I'm eating lobster. And, you know, I'm not that rich a guy, so that's not often. Bib overalls. I don't own any. L.A. Tom, could you loan me some bibs?
Hey, Tom.
Been out of those in years. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget it. Second, I think they should ask RFK if he believes in UFOs like they did to Dennis Kucinich that one year and just kind of made him into an actual wacko, but some people might actually fall for that now. But, yeah, I was wondering what you guys thought of an idea. Instead of calling the previous occupant in the White House by his first and last name, we just call him I want to get your opinion, either Donald Grifter or Donald Huckster. What do you guys like better? So every place where you see the name right now that is his last name, we actually message it that he's Donald Grifter or Donald Huckster.
Huh. I like Grifter better, Tom. I just think it's more modern. Huckster seems like kind of old schooly, you know. This is 2024, man.
What's wrong with Donald the Rapist? That's what we have been calling him.
That works too. The fraud.
That works too.
I mean, some obvious ones. Now, what about the UFOs, Kyle? Come on, Tom. You know, there's literally things in the sky that our government can't identify. Those things, there's something out there we don't know. Is it, Tom? Did you believe in UFOs, Tom?
I know that's what they asked Dennis Kucinich and ruined him.
Tom won't answer.
That's a not answer, Tom. Well, that's what they're called. Unidentified aerial phenomena. We're a phenomenon. We are the Devil's Advocates. Come back with us. The happy hour starts next, 844-967-2789.